I want to go through a few points in regards to what's known as Hechem Kedusha. The Gemara refers to over lifnei ateva. So in a situation where we mentioned yesterday where there wasn't a minyan and they weren't able to have tefillah b'tzibur, they're not doing chazaras hashatz. But if they didn't have a minyan at the right time, but let's say later down you're out in some shul in some place that they don't have a minyan, they get a minyan towards the end of davening. So one individual who has not davened the Shemoneh Esrei yet, when he gets the Shemoneh Esrei, so he can start saying the first three brachas out loud. He says the first three brachas out loud, they say Kedusha, and then he continues on his Shemoneh Esrei quietly, which is what the high school does here for Mincha. And that's what's known as a Hecha Kedusha. We say the Kedusha part out loud. Hech means loud, high, literally, or loud. We say it out loud, and the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei is said quietly. So, let's go through a few points about that halacha. Just, a little bit veering off of our topic, what we're talking about, but I want to give you a few points about the halachas of Hecha Kedusha. Interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the correct nusach, since a person is really davening his own personal Shemoneh Esrei, and the correct nusach, therefore, is going to be Atah Kadosh, and not Lador Vador. Because, since it's not Chazar HaShatz, which was Niskan, a separate nusach of Tefillah, but rather, the person is saying his own personal Shemoneh Esrei, and he's inserting Kedusha into his Shemoneh Esrei. So he finishes Kedusha, Yimlech Hashem Le'olam, Malakai Hashem Le'olam, Bador, Haluka, and then he continues, Atah Kadosh, Hashem Chal Kadosh, and he says, Bracha, Bracha Atah Hashem Akela Kadosh. Rosham Zalman says, and I know Shir Reb Chaim, Shabbat Fuhr Shlema, held not like that. He said that no, the correct Nusach is once, when we say it out loud, we say Le'dor Bador, that becomes a Nusach. Rosham Zalman said like that also, and that's become pretty much standard. The Nusach is to say Le'dor Bador. By the case of what Yeshiva does for Mincha, there isn't an inyan in halacha of saying Tachanun together with the Tzibur. And that's an important, interesting halacha. A general person should know. Okay, so let's say they're saying a long Tachanun Monday and Thursday, and the Tzibur gets a Tachanun, you're behind. You should say Tachanun together with the Tzibur. If there's a minyan of people saying Tachanun, that's the right time to say Tachanun. You would go say the paragraph of Rachum Mechanun, and then continue where you were. So similarly over here, when the davening Hecha Kedusha, there's no clear time when people are going to say Tachanun. So it's really proper at that point in time to wait to one point and everybody should say Tachanun together. They say over one point. Second point, they say over from Reb Aaron Cutler, that Reb Aaron was said that even though the minhag of yeshivas was to say Hecha Kedusha for Mincha, but during Chanukah, you lose opportunity of saying the Al-Nisim in Purim, you lose opportunity of saying Al-Nisim out loud, and that's part of the Pesumah Nisa, was to publicize the Nase, was to say Al-Nisim out loud. Therefore, he would in Lakewood, in his yeshiva, during Chanukah, they would have a full Chazar Sashatz in order to get the opportunity to say Al-Nisim out loud. In general, why do yeshivas use this opportunity to do Hecha Kedusha? Why don't they always do Chazar Sashatz? The Rizal actually says that the Iker Akpada is to say Chazar Sashatz. The Ramah brings down this idea of using this idea, which we do, in a case where you're not going to finish before Shkia. Even there, Shlomo Zalman says like that the Iker is to wait, say a full Chazar Sashatz, and you'll finish Chazar Sashatz after Shkia. So what's Pshat? So Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal said that the reason why Chazar were Masakh and Chazar Sashatz was for the people which weren't the Baki, people which were not familiar. So historically, even Bizman Chazal in the yeshiva, when they davened, they didn't daven a full Chazar Sashatz because everybody was a Baki. So what they did do was what we do, where they would say the first three brachas out loud to be able to say Kedusha, but they never said Chazar Sashatz historically in the yeshivas at the time of Chazal because everybody was a Baki. So our yeshivas are a hemshech of that takana, that in yeshivas the minhag became to follow that, not to say Chazar Sashatz. Why don't we do that by shachris? Shachris, you have a hefsek problem. The whole tzibur gets to Gal Yisrael, and they stand quietly, and they say Kedusha, they're not supposed to talk between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. So everybody says Shemoneh Esrei, so we do Chazar Sashatz, but we're supposed to in a shul, where there were people which are not a baki, so therefore the shul should never be saying the using the Hecha Kedusha option. They should always be saying a full Chazar Sashatz. And the minhag became in many yeshivas not to do that. Okay, so those are some of the basic points a person should know about that. I want to mention one more point about Kedusha, and we go back to the Chazar to Shemoneh Esrei, is that, and this applies to Kaddish also, we mentioned that the Chazan, the person who's saying the Kaddish or the Kedusha, is inviting the Tzibur to respond. So Tzibra should not respond until he finishes making his invitation. That's the proper way. I invite you, and then after I finish their cheres, I finish talking, and then you respond. So the Tzibra should not be responding before the chazan finishes saying whatever he says. Because El Zevi Amar, V'Amar, and then you say Kadosh. L'Mosam Baruch Yemeiru, and then you answer. In Kaddish, Vimru Amen, and you say Amen. But the person should wait to respond until the chazan, or the one who's saying Kaddish, has finished saying what he's saying, and then you're supposed to respond. You're not supposed to respond beforehand. That therefore it's incumbent upon the person who's saying the Kaddish or the Kedusha not to draw it out so much where people would be tempted to start before he finishes. So the last word should not be drawn out. Vimru Amen. You know, thank you. So it's going to happen. People are going to answer too quickly before he finishes that word. So you should say that at that point. Just one request.